Christine, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, you're very welcome, Tess. It's a pleasure to be here.
So for people who might not have heard of this, I mean, spyware and, you know, GPS technology on our mobile phones is nothing new, but what is so alarming about this new finding by the ABC?
Well, I mean, I guess the alarming thing is the way these technologies have been sort of commodified and put in the hands of consumers. So rather than just being at a high level, sort of where high technical expertise is required to use it, they've now been reduced. The usability of them has become a very low entry point now, and they've become appified, so to speak.
And so what are the legalities of this? You know, I suppose, what's the legal framework surrounding these spyware apps?
But the legal frameworks are a constantly sort of ever-shifting paradigm. But what I think is the most interesting thing about them too is the degree of things which are claiming to be spyware and which are just seducing the consumer and then only to then infiltrate the consumer's handset themselves. So I think that's where, you know, we're really seeing the most, obviously it's insidious from a stalking side of point of view, but also a lot of things that are actually masquerading as these applications, which aren't really these applications, and they get you to fill in more and more information and data about yourself and keep going until the point where suddenly you've provided your whole digital identity to these applications that now also have access to your phone and presumably somebody else's phone. So, you know, there's another insidious little sitting on top of what is already sort of a very invasive technology.
So that is terrifying. So not everything that, I guess, asks for information then is a legitimate app then,
no,
is that what you're saying?
And a lot of things that are claiming to be spyware apps are in fact not spyware apps. Well, they are in their own way, but not in the way that you as a consumer assume that they are. They're actually spying back on you and getting all your information that you've provided. So there's a really interesting area going on there where we've got this sort of double layer of invasiveness.
That is actually genuinely terrifying. So I suppose we're at the point now as a society where we're not exactly going to turn around and go backwards with, you know, the GPS and sort of spyware technology. I mean, you know, I know personally I would be screwed if I didn't have Google Maps wherever I go. I'm hopeless with directions.
I live with my phone. I can, you know, I never know where my phone is. So these are wonderful innovations. But also, I mean, one of the things that consumers can do to protect themselves is the latest. If they keep their software up to date, and as much as it pains me to say it, but the latest handsets are less vulnerable than some of the older handsets. Like, it's pretty impossible at this point to put something on, like, a latest iPhone with the latest software, you know, remotely. It's not as easy as well as it's made out to be. Maybe for old jailbroken handsets with kind of vulnerabilities in them, but if you're keeping things up to date, it's not nearly as easy as they do, as the media in general have kind of portrayed it to be, which is, I think, why people are falling victim now to these things that promise to do so much, these apps that promise and then only to have their own information stolen from them.
So are there any major red flags, Christine, that I guess people can take a look for to see that, hey, something is wrong here, you know, something is maybe perhaps tracking me more than it should be?
Well, one of the things that, you know, if no one has access to your phone and you've kept everything up to date, and it's password protected, it's very hard for someone to actually install something on your device. The one thing that you might want to be careful is opening, they can do it via sending like an email with an attachment in it. So opening an attachment that then goes and installs itself. If something's happened, if you open something and it kind of looks like it's going through the process of some installation process, that could be what's happening. Other things to look out for are your battery going flat very quickly. And but otherwise, I mean, one of the beauties of them, as just from a technological point of view, is they are fairly good at hiding themselves from the user. I mean, from a technology point of view, that's a success in terms of a design. From a user point of view, it's a disaster, but yeah.
So pretty much keep everything up to date and password protect everything. Those are the big ones?
Yeah, they're absolutely the big ones, absolutely. Well, and I think legislation always struggles to keep up with technology as well, so we're sort of in that area where, you know, we need to kind of update our legal framework to represent the sort of ongoing innovation that we're experiencing.
Well, it will definitely be one for us to keep an eye on. Christine, really, really appreciate your time this morning.
It was my pleasure. Have a great day.
You
too.
Bye.